In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the votive mass of the Blessed Trinity. And you, even though the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is one of the basic principles of Christianity, you might, when you grow up, meet some people who try to mock or make you doubt about this glorious and gracious doctrine, saying that you cannot find that anywhere in the Bible. That, of course, is not true. When Jesus was here on earth, he always maintained that there was only one God, and he also repeatedly spoke of Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, that is, the Father who is in heaven, the Son who lives among the men, and the Holy Ghost who makes one a child of God. And because of this message of his, our Lord was despised by his enemies, who plotted to kill him because they didn't want to see in our Lord the true Son of God. And from these simple words which our Lord spoke, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Church preached the doctrine which she called Trinity, that is, Father who is God, Son who is God, and Holy Ghost who is God. And the first Christians always loved and maintained these dear words of our Lord, baptizing their children in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But when the centuries passed, there came men who, after they could not really understand what these words meant, started to doubt our Lord's own words. It was at this point when Church saw it necessary to make some sort of common proclamation what all the followers of Jesus truly believed. And this proclamation is something we call a creed, one of which was composed at the Council of Nicaea held in the 4th century. It is from the history books of this Council of Nicaea where we learn the following story. One philosopher, that is a very wise and learned man, started to argue with the fathers of the council and argued long and hard with them, trying to prove logically, that is, with reason, that the Son cannot be God with the Father. When he had so much energy and passion in his own debates that he truly exhausted with his words all the council fathers. When the fathers were finally already eager to leave and abandon this conversation and debate, they were suddenly confronted by a simple elderly shepherd man who announced that he was prepared to argue with the philosopher and disprove his arguments. That was done, and turning to the philosopher, the shepherd looked at him severely and said, "Listen, O philosopher, God is one, the creator of heaven and earth, who has created all things through the power of the Son and the operation of the Holy Ghost. This Son of God was born man, lived among people, died for us, and rose again. Do not labor in vain to seek evidence for that which is comprehended by faith alone. Instead, answer me, do you believe in the Son of God?" The philosopher was struck by these words, and he could only say, "I do believe." The shepherd then said, "If you believe, then let us go to the church and there I will bring you into communion with this true faith. The philosopher immediately stood up and went with the shepherd. On his way out, he said to those who were present, "When people tried to convince me with words, I countered words with words. But when a divine power came forth from the mouth of this old shepherd, then words were no match for this power, as man cannot contend against God." Dear children, you can ask yourselves too, do you believe that Jesus was born on Christmas and rose again on Easter? Do you believe he can forgive sins? If you do believe, then our Lord has to be God. Only God knows who you truly are, and in that sense, God is really the only real Father you have. Only God can have a Son who can redeem the sins of man by becoming and born as a man. And only man ever who has claimed this and who was resurrected was Jesus. And only one who can make you holy, as Jesus demanded you should be holy and perfect, only one who can do this is God, who dwells in your soul as the Holy Ghost, the Sanctifier. Children, you can never understand Trinity because it is a divine mystery, uncomprehended by the reason of man. But you can live it by having God as your Father, Son as your Redeemer, and Holy Ghost as your Sanctifier. When this is the case with you, no philosopher, no false teacher, or no evil man can ever make you sin by denying your faith and prevent you to become one of God's saints. Every time when you cross yourself, when you say these words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, you make a confession of faith, the same faith which has been handed down by generation and generation of saints. And if you are a true child of God who will one day be a saint, you too will learn to love and honor this sacred doctrine of God, that the Holy Ghost is God as well as Son is God, as well as Father is God. It is hard and difficult thing to understand, but it is easy and gracious and rewarding thing to live and to believe. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.